Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to transition between piaffe and passage. Now, piaffe and passage are the icing on the cake when it comes to dressage riding, and it's the culmination of many years of training for both horse and rider. However, the transitions between the two paces are also extremely important in dressage tests and are marked separately. So in this podcast episode, we're going to take a look at how to ride the perfect transition between piaffe and passage. But first of all, let's have a quick revision of the piaffe and passage pace. So firstly, what is the passage? Well, the passage is basically a very elevated, super collected trot. The steps are measured, elevated, cadenced and very collected. The hind quarters are very engaged and lowered, the knees and hocks are noticeably flexed, and the movement is elastic and supremely graceful. Now, each diagonal pair of legs leaves and returns to the ground alternatively, showing a prolonged suspension and cadence. So now let's refresh ourselves on the piaffe. Now, the piaffe is a highly elevated trot on the spot. So the steps are cadenced, highly collected and elevated in diagonal pairs. The horse is giving the impression of remaining in one place. Now, the horse's hindquarters are lowered and the hocks are active and engaged, providing maximum lightness and mobility to the horse's forehand and shoulders. Now, the steps are free and the horse's back is elastic and supple. Now, the diagonal pairs of legs are raised and returned to the ground alternatively with an even rhythm, great spring and cadence. Now, when transitioning between the two, here are some of the things that the judge is looking for in a good quality transition. So number one is that the transitions between the piaffe and passage should be smooth, balanced and supple without restriction. Number two is that the rhythm should remain unchanged throughout the transitions, but the cadence must be maintained. Number three is that the horse should show no signs of resistance or tension, such as a swishing tail or tightness through the back or neck. Number four is that the horse's frame should remain unchanged. For example, he should not drop his poll or draw his neck back away from the contact. Number five is that there should be no half steps when transitioning between piaffe and passage. The movement should be direct and seamless. Number six is that the horse should not jump from the piaffe to the passage. And lastly, number seven is that the horse must clearly maintain the pace throughout the transition and not walk out of or into the piaffe or passage. Now, generally, the quality of the transitions depends very much on the quality of the piaffe and the passage. Now, if the rider has the passage well engaged, then the transition into piaffe should be relatively easy. On the flip side of the coin, if the piaffe is engaged with the horse's hindquarters lowered and the forehand light and free, then the horse will find the transition into passage easy. Now, before we go into the steps for riding this transition, let's first discuss some potential problems. Now, if the passage lacks engagement, the horse will lose rhythm as his hindquarters catch up and become engaged in preparation for the piaffe. Now, likewise, if the piaffe lacks engagement and is croup high, the horse will struggle to transition directly into the passage. Now, essentially, if problems arise in the transition between the piaffe and the passage, then the rider should visit each movement and evaluate what's going wrong. Now, once the problems within the piaffe and the passage are rectified, then the transition should improve naturally. Now, many people will use a long whip to encourage the horse to increase the activity in passage and piaffe, often with a helper on the ground. However, there is a little bit of word of caution with this, as some trainers advise against this approach, as the whip can encourage the horse to snatch his legs up rather than raising them smoothly and evenly. Now in these cases, take the time to nurture the passage and the piaf, allowing the horse to develop the strength and confidence to perform the movement well in his own time. So now let's move into the steps for riding these transitions. And the first transition we're going to look at is the transition from passage to piaf. Now usually, horses find this transition easier than the other way around. However, that is dependent on the horse finding a good piaf rhythm, but it's generally quicker than finding the rhythm of the passage. So, step one. Make sure that the passage is energetic and rhythmical and that there is no tension through the horse's back and neck. Step number two is to ask the horse for piaf and bring your lower leg back slightly as your aid. Then step number three is as you give the horse the aid, use a small half halt to ask for smaller steps and ride forward against the hand very slightly. And step number four is at the point of the transition, most horses need a second or two to adjust from the slower passage tempo to the slightly quicker piaf tempo. So don't make the common mistake of pushing too much for the piaf. Now, although that pushing aid can improve and activate the passage, you need a much lighter and much more subtle aid for the piaf. Now, once you've asked your horse for piaf, allow him to find his own rhythm, and then you can use a little more leg to encourage the activity. So now let's look at the other transition, which is the transition from piaf to passage. Now, the most important aspect of piaf to passage is that it is smooth and fluent. You don't want the horse to lurch forward from the piaf into the passage. So, step number one is to first make sure that the piaf doesn't have too much forward creep or the transition into passage will not be clear. Step number two is to use your leg and seat to push against a slightly resisting hand. Now that keeps the horse engaged as he makes the transition, and the forehand should lift as the horse swings forward smoothly into the passage. And lastly, step number three is when your horse is learning the transitions between piaf and passage, you might find it helpful to allow him to take a few steps of collected trot out of piaf before asking him for the passage again. Now that helps to keep the rhythm and the balance. And then when the horse is stronger and more experienced, you can then expect him to produce direct transitions smoothly and in balance. Right, so now let's talk about the rider's position throughout the piaf and passage transitions. Now the key to riding good transitions between piaf and passage is to preserve the cadence of the paces. Now if you move around in the saddle too much, you will disrupt or even destroy the cadence altogether. So let's go through the steps of your position, and we're going to go from piaf to passage and back again. So whilst we're in the piaf, your back should follow the movement. You should lift your chest upward and slightly backwards, and it can help to think of your chest as a sail with the wind blowing into the sail from behind you. And then as you come out of the piaf into the passage, relax your back to allow the horse to move more forwards. And then at the same time, move your legs back slightly to ask the horse to transition into the passage. Then momentarily ease your hand very slightly to allow the horse forward, and then hold him again once he is in the passage. Now essentially, you'll use the same technique to bring the horse back from the passage into piaf. So allow your back to follow the movement in the passage, and then lift your chest upward and slightly backward. Remember, your chest is a sail with the wind blowing into it from behind you. Now as you come out of the passage into the piaf, relax your back as you ride a half halt to allow the horse to keep thinking forwards. But be careful not to use too much hand in the half halt, or you risk the horse transitioning into walk. Now at the same time, move your leg back slightly to ask the horse to transition into piaf. And then momentarily, ease your hand very slightly to allow the horse to creep forward a little, and then hold him once again once he is in the piaf. Now all the time, your leg should hang long without gripping. You should be sitting in the deepest part of the saddle, and you should look up and look ahead of you, and your hands must be still and as a pair. So to wrap this episode up, the transitions between the piaf and the passage are one of the most challenging movements that are demanded in Grand Prix dressage tests. Now essentially, the quality of the transitions depend on the quality of the piaf and the passage. And if problems arise within the transitions, then it's advised to go back and to revisit each movement individually to evaluate what's going wrong. Now once the problems with the piaf and the passage are rectified, the transitions should improve naturally. Now if you have any other questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our training diaries, our books and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.